Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Kansas City at the Nebraska Furniture Mart, and I'm with Dave Chambers, the director of flooring. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thanks for having me.
I missed you. I wasn't able to go to the NFA meeting. You're one of the largest members of the NFA, and been here at Nebraska Furniture Mart for how many years?
Just about 23 years.
And we're at this store that was opened 22 years ago. And you've just done a flooring reset. I want to talk a little bit about that. You're gearing up for Memorial Day sale. Just background on Nebraska Furniture Mart. We do a top 100 list in our November issue. And, of course, this is our estimate. But the four stores that sell flooring, our estimate is that they do about $180 million in annual sales. So it's a sizable entity in the flooring business, right?
I would say so. And we enjoy being a part of the flooring industry for sure. It's been fun.
How's business now?
You know, business is okay this year. You know, I wish it was a little bit better, but we're outperforming comps from last year. Depending on the region, certain regions are doing better than others, but all in all, we're having a pretty good year.
Well, so you're beating what we're hearing in the marketplace because, you know, with high interest rates and people not turning over houses, it's still kind of a sluggish year. So the fact that you're beating last year's comps are good. In the mix of hard surface to carpet, how's that going with you guys?
We're continuing to see a little bit of surge with carpet and broadloom. It continues to take back a little bit of share on our showroom floors, which I'm okay with. I think carpet's a great product, and we love selling all of it, but I'd like to see more carpet go into homes.
So you've reset your flooring department here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were due. You know, this is one of our oldest showrooms that hadn't been really updated in quite some time. And so this was the year for us to do that. And it's been, you know, several month process, but we focused primarily on our carpet department. And we were lucky enough to continue to partner with Shaw and decided to put in our second Ansel Gallery store within a store. So if you remember, we did one in Omaha a few years ago, and we're launching that one now, right now in Kansas City. So it's exciting.
So a little history, you were a Stainmaster Flooring Center, and those resets back when I went to Omaha was you resetting from Stainmaster over to Anso. Obviously, Stainmaster's been gone for a while, and so you'd taken Stainmaster out of this for a while, but now you're kind of focusing on the Anso brand, right?
Yeah, I think it's a strategic collaboration with Shaw, and they're extremely focused on Anso, as you well know. It makes sense on our floors. I mean, we're a company that does exceptionally well with elevating brands, not just within the flooring industry, but also in appliances, electronics, and furniture. So it made sense for the two of us to come together to figure out how we can create something that's very unique in the industry and really push that Anso brand forward for them.
Let's give our listeners just a real brief history lesson. Berkshire Hathaway bought Miss B's idea of Nebraska Furniture Mart, and now you're the largest home furnishings store in America, right?
That is correct, yes.
And she had a little slogan, sell cheap and tell the truth, right?
That is, we live by that today, absolutely. It's one of my favorite slogans that she has.
One of the things you do that I think brings people in, I mean, obviously you have a huge assortment in here, thousands and thousands of items, everything from Lego toys to scooters to Apple computers. I mean, you have it all in here, including flooring. And you do financing, right?
We do. We have several financing plans that are available for consumers to purchase, and it depends on the product family, but we have different term lengths and options for our customer to choose from.
So you partnered with Shaw on this store reset, and you're owned by Berkshire Hathaway. They're owned by Berkshire Hathaway. Is that part of the motivation for this partnership?
There's no secret that we're family, right? I mean, we're absolutely family. And to say that that is the sole reason why we've decided to partner the way we have for so many years, I would say that's inaccurate. You know, Shaw has been just a fantastic strategic partner of ours. They always come with new ideas. And I will tell you, the Anso Gallery concept that we're now launching our second one, it was Shaw's idea. And, you know, they came to us because they knew what we were capable of doing in our markets and the traffic that we get and how, like I said, how we elevate brands. And so they wanted to partner with somebody that they knew were going to be able to deliver on the vision that they had for what we were trying to accomplish. So, yeah, like I said, we're family, but more, you know, Berkshire's made it very clear to us that, yes, you try to do business with family when you can, but they have to earn it. And if they're not earning it, then that needs to be worked through.
So you live in Omaha, which is Berkshire Hathaway's headquarters, and they just had their annual shareholders meeting, and you were telling me last night that sales from that was very good, right?
Yeah, the flooring division did exceptionally well in Omaha during the Berkshire event, it was, you know, I think there was a lot of pent up demand in the Omaha market. And that's the one time a year that we promise those Berkshire shareholders that they're going to receive the best price of the entire year when they come in. And I think we had a lot of people that were ready to buy during that time. And it definitely proved it in the performance.
Now, you're a mover and shaker in the flooring business on top of what you do for Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you're on the board of the FCEF, the Floor Curving Education Foundation. And they just met last week. Give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah, we had our board meeting in Dalton, Georgia, and we had quite the healthy agenda, but a lot of it had to do with, you know, really seeing the fruits of our labor over the last 4 to 5 years and seeing where we're at now versus where we started. And we're making a real impact in the industry, and we're still trying to figure out how do we continue to just build the awareness of what the FCEF is. I was literally talking to some people last night again, and they don't understand the reach that we have and the impact that we're having on lives of people that are entering the flooring industry. And we spent a great deal talking about how do we continue to get out in front of more dealers and more industry partners to make sure they understand what's really happening and what's going on, and to drive that message home that we need everybody to be working together on this, solving that installation problem that we've got.
So for somebody that might be under a rock and not know, I mean, the goal of the FCEF is to put together curriculum for building a new base of installers that can install flooring for the next generation, right?
That's one aspect, yeah. So, you know, we've decided right now to tackle the installation crisis that's going on. The foundation is bigger than that, though. You know, we are trying to create an awareness. We're trying to create education and opportunities for people to enter the flooring industry in any capacity. We just early on decided that there's an obvious need in the installation segment, and so that is what we've done. We've developed the curriculum. We've worked with the colleges. The colleges absolutely love working with FCEF because we make it so easy for them to institute a course and a curriculum and actually execute it with students in their class.
So in the past, I mean, there was the CFI, but there was not really a college curriculum for this focus, and you're building this from the ground up, right?
The foundation has definitely built this from the ground up. And don't get me wrong, it is a very entry-level, rudimentary, education of installation practices. And so they're not ready to be on their own right out of the course, right? They're meant to go into an apprenticeship with a crew and learn more about the business and hone their skills. But there wasn't anything really out there like that. And you know, we're in over 20 colleges now. Across the country, and actually we have some in Canada as well. And our goal is to have a college in every single state within the next 5 years.
You're telling me that one of the first graduates from this focus that you guys have put on is doing really well and running about 40 crews now, right?
That he's got, yes. So yeah, one of our first graduates from a few years ago, he is in constant contact with the foundation. And the last update that we got from him was he has 42 installers that report to him on his crew now, and they are doing very intricate hospitality work. And so that's just a proven success story of somebody literally 2 or 3 years ago has now 42 installers working for them. That is adding back to the industry for us.
Okay, Dave, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Dave Chambers, the Director of Flooring at the Nebraska Furniture Mart from here in Kansas City at their store. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.